Hello, everybody. This is Sci Supporters, and today we are talking about a very important subject when it comes to size fetish online role playing and pirating producers' video content. So, the first thing is the online role playing. If you are someone that loves to role play, loves to go online, do your certain type of fetish that you like to do with someone, or at least have a long term role playing thing, you have to remember these several things. Number one, respecting the person that you are role-playing with. Number two, respecting the fact that they may or may not like the things that you may be into. And number three, being totally thirsty. Now, thirsty, I will underline and bold that. You do not want to be that type of person that is thirsty with their certain individual that they are role-playing with. The reasons why I say this is because, one, being thirsty, it does several things to the person you're role-playing with. One, they might get uninterested. Two, they might be very annoyed by you. And three, they will either ban, block, or just totally not talk to you. That's several things that can happen when you're getting too thirsty. Now, you have to remind yourself, you have to make sure to keep the thirstiness to a minimal, because having it towards a minimal helps the person that you are role-playing with so they don't get bothered or annoyed by you, because they really would like to role-play with you, but it seems like you keep having this whole thing of, I want to do this now, or I want to force someone to do some things I like. This is a two-way street when it comes to online role-playing. So down the list of the things that is basically what you need to go over is, number one, you have to respect the person that you're role-playing with. When I say by respecting, you have to respect when they are talking, you let them finish what they're talking. You can type out some of the stuff that you're going to say after they're done, but make sure you don't interrupt them in the middle of their sentence, because that's, one, all types of rude, and two, that's like talking to a person in real life, and they may or may not like the fact that you did that. Next thing is also respecting. When they say, this is number two. When they say they don't like things or things that turn them off or something that may or may not like them at all or one bit, then you have to respect that, because doing that will cause two things to happen. One, they will be severely annoyed by what you're doing. And the other thing is they may or may not like the fact that you just totally tried to force them into something they don't want to do. And the last thing, if you're going to be all of a sudden start getting angry or getting threatened them or something just because they don't want to do the things that you like doing and that's not what they normally would like doing, then you need to do yourself a favor and distance yourself away from the person that was going to role play with you, because now you just made them feel totally uncomfortable, and you need to learn the fact that you did not do the right type of actions towards this person. And to respect them, you should probably just keep yourself away, cool your head off, come off the computer, and rethink about the things that you basically just said or did, because now you just totally ruined the whole entire experience. Now, the good ways to actually go into a online role-playing or doing a long role-playing like term or however ways you want to put it as a role-playing relationship. So when it comes to this type of stuff, when it comes to size role-playing or things dealing with size role-playing in the relationship, is with online, you have to just do the positive things, which is, hey, how are you doing today? How's your day going? What are you up to? In other words, give a good icebreaker to start off with. Then you go to the next thing. I want to message you because I found you sort of interesting and wondering if you actually like role playing. If they say no, then respect that. Then if you just want to talk, they can just talk. If they say they aren't interested, then you move on to the next thing. So what type of things are you into? And is there any way we could start a role play or something? Then you just did the next positive thing, which gives them now options. Which gives the options of, yeah, okay, we can start a role play. Here's my such and such things that I'm interested in. Or they say they're into sitting on tinies or eating them, soft for, all the above type of things. Then you have to respect that person because, one, now they actually gave you the options and they actually gave you things to work with. Next thing to go on, when the role playing is starting to go on, make sure you don't seem like you come off as that type of person that's like, I'm going to message you every 10 seconds. That also causes the danger of being thirsty. So give them about a good 5-6 minutes so they can respond to the entire thing of their actions. If they do it early, then you respond early. If they respond later or something may be going on with them in real life, then you have to respect it and wait for their answer. Because just constantly saying, hello, are you there, or bothering them constantly about what is going on or something will also aggravate them, which is something you want to avoid. Lastly, if the person seems to be in the off mood or doesn't really feel like role-playing today, then also remember, folks, you have to respect that because this is also real-life people. They can't feel like, you know, being a giantess or a giant or a macro furry every day. There's sometimes they may feel depressed or sad about something or something may have happened in the family. And that means, you know, you have to be there even though you're not like you're not in the mood or something, or you are in the mood. You have to respect them by saying, oh, I'm sorry what happened. Do you want to talk about it? Would you like to vent, or would you like to, you know, talk about what happened throughout your day? If they don't want to do that, then also respect them, factor that, give them some space for a while. They probably will feel back together to being, you know, back to role playing with you or talking and several other things. But that is the proper etiquette when it comes to online role playing.